We continue where we left off last week in terms of who a person is supposed to be misabel for. So we spoke last week in terms of the relatives. Now we're going to talk about some of the exceptions to the rule, some of the rules, some of the people who may, technically speaking, one is not required to be misabel for, even though they are physically related to the person. The Gemara in the Masechet Sanhedrin quotes a Braisa, which is discussing the din of Tumas Kohanim, that the nefesh lo yitama be'ama of kiyum l'she'eiro. The Torah says that a Kohen is not allowed to become Tamei Meis, then he's allowed to become Tamei for the following people. So the Gemara is a drush on the word be'ama. What does be'ama mean? Only someone who is noi be'ama, someone who is acting properly, someone who is acting being Shemar Torah Mitzvahs. In contrast to what the Gemara uses the phrase about Parish B'dachet Tzibor, that if someone who is a Parish B'dachet Tzibor, which we'll see as we go on, what exactly that means, a Parish B'dachet Tzibor, there's no din of Tumas Kohanim, so a Kohen would not have the permissibility to be Metameik for such a person. So based on the theme that we said last week, that there's a connection between the din of Tumas Kohanim and the din of Avelos, according to some Rishonim, according to the Rambam, it's an unbelievable connection. It's a real ironclad connection. Minat Torah, according to others, it's related mid the Rabbanan. So in that same spirit, that just as there's a din that a person with achetzi, but there's no din of tum, there's no heter for calling to be mitami for a karov, who a dinami, the Gemara says that one is not misabel for someone who api din is considered to be a person with achetzi. That's in fact the reason why the Mishnah says, the reason why this is doing a Masechah Sanhedrin, that's the reason why the Mishnah says that someone who is chayav misas beis din, so api din is considered to be like a person with achetzi, and therefore there's no avelos to such a person. So the Gemara spells that, gives you a few examples of a person with achetzi. The Gemara speaks about someone who's a mumar, someone who's mamish, goes converts another religion, or someone who's a chayav misas beis, and these people are not exactly the world's biggest tzaddikim. So technically speaking, there's no din of tumas kohanim, and there's no din of avelos as well. Parenthetically, the Mishnah does say, though, that even though there's no avelos for these people, but onanim aleihem, that there is a din of aninus for them. So here, the poskim are quick to point out that this is really a throwback to what we spoke about in the first shiur, that the term onain that we throw around today is not really the correct halachic term onain. So one would have thought, today, in 2003, sitting and read this Mishnah in Sanhedrin, so it says, Amos Aplon of Aonim, so you would think, oh, okay, there's no din of Avelos, but all the din of Aninas do apply, that it's Misha makes him with Lafanathas, and Isra of doing mitzvahs, and Isra of Basavayayin, etc. So the Poskim say that's not true. For these individuals, there is no such halacha. There's no requirement of Aninas either. What Aninas means in the Mishnah there means is that the person feels bad, is that Onanim Aleihem means you're allowed to be Misabel Balev, and Aninas Ala Balev, you're allowed to feel miserable about the fact that Nebuch, that your relative died, that he was put to death by Beit Din, but in terms of the official halacha of Aninas doesn't apply either. Why not? Does that mean that there's no din of kvura on these people? That's absurd. The whole mitzvah of kvura is learned out from Haruge Beis Din. Hopefully, if we ever get to this by the end of the summer about the din of kvura, so I keep on talking about that. Eventually, we're going to get there, hopefully. So, I'm not left to come back next summer to do the kvura. So, the whole mokka for the mitzvah of kvura altogether comes from Haruge Beis Din. So what's shach to say there's no chi of kvura on these people? Of course there's a chi of kvura. But what the post can point out is that the din of the mitzvah's kvura does not create the din of aninus per se. Let's say there's a mitzvah's kvura on any person, which is there's a mitzvah's kvura mutl al kol Yisrael. That's not the din that's mechayev, the mitzvah of aninus. What's mechayev, the din of aninus, is the unique obligation of a relative. There are two halachas of kvura. There's a chiyuv of kol Yisrael to make sure that all Jewish bodies get buried. And then there's a specific chiyuv, a very particular chiyuv on the relatives. That's the din of lo yitama. That's the Rambam we spoke about last week, that the relatives of the chiyuv minatoya to be metapel in the mace. So that's the din that the Chachamim instituted the Isurei Aninus for. They didn't institute Aninus on every time somebody dies, so all of Klai will become Onanim. That's ridiculous. The din of Aninus only applies to the Chiyuv of Kvura on the relatives. So that Chiyuv of Kvura on the relatives comes from La Yitama, and since La Yitama doesn't apply to the Parish B'Darchei Tzibor, because it exists a cause of Be'amav, Prat, L'Misha Enanoi Be'amav, so therefore the Poskim say, not only is there no din of Tumas Kohanim for a parish b'dachet tzibur, there's no din of avelos for a parish b'dachet tzibur, there's no din of aninos for a parish b'dachet tzibur. And the Mishnah that says that an onanim aleihem doesn't really mean aninos. That means just a chiyuv, being upset, being sad, balei, but it doesn't translate itself in terms of vichos aninos b'zman hazeh. So the bottom line, that's the halacha, that all these dinim don't apply to a parish b'dachet tzibur. The question is, of course, the multi-million dollar question is, what exactly constitutes a parish b'dachet tzibur? So if you look in the Gemara, the examples that the Gemara gives are pretty bad guys. They're talking about a guy who's chayav misas beis din, he's not the biggest tzaddik in the world. Then the Mishnah speaks about the hamer dato, someone who was a mishumot, someone who mamash became an ovid of a dezara. The Gemara uses very, very strong lashonos to describe people who are considered to be this level of rishos in order to be excluded from all of these halachas. So the Rush already points out, quoting from his Rebbe, from the Merami Rittenberg, that obviously every time a guy does an Aveira, so all of a sudden he becomes a, you're an Apikaris, he's a Mumar, he's a Meshumad, he's a Parish Nachatzibah, that's ridiculous. Obviously this category in Halach is reserved for pretty big, serious Aveiras. And the Rosh says, "Acharaya Bruf, a pasuk in Navi, a pasuk in Navi, those who learn Navi." So the pasuk in Shmuel describes that when Avshalom died, so his father David was misabel alav, misabel abinai. He was misabel for son Avshalom. Avshalom was also not the world's greatest tzaddik in the world. He was murdered by Malchus. He was boiled pilak she'aviv. He did a terrible, terrible averus. And after Bichain, the pasukim described that his father was misabel on him, and the Maharam understood that was a din, that he was tamish mechuyib misabel on him. So the Rosh says, "Where do you draw the line?" So on the one hand, we have the Obadiah Avodah Zarah and the Haragi Beis Din. We have these people who are Parshim and Dachetzim. On the other hand, we find other people who are pretty big, serious Rishayim, like Avshalom, who are included in the Din of Avelos. So where do you draw the line? So the Rosh says, Mestamei the line is drawn as follows. There's a difference in halacha we know from other areas of halacha between someone who violates Averus Lahachis and someone who violates an Averus Teyavon. If a person violates an Averus Teyavon, so that means he fell, he succumbed to his Yetzahara. So that's not considered to be a Parish Medachetzi, but that's not a Rosh and Merush to such an extent that he's a mufke from the dinim of Avelos, that he's mufke from the dinim of Aninus, of Tumas Kohanim. That's someone who violates the Teyavon. So the Rosh says, Avshalom, he wasn't a Lachasnik, he was a Lateyavon, he wanted to become the king. So he tried to kill his father, and he started a revolution, and he was Mazana with his Pilakish of his father. So he did a lot of terrible Avelos, but it was all Bitaris Teyavon. So therefore, he did not qualify as a Parish Bedechetziba. Only someone who does an Aver Lachis is considered to be a Parish Bedechetziba. So then the Rosh gets stuck. What do you do about the Haruge Bezdin? The Mishnah says, Beferis, an example of a Parish Bedechetziba is Haruge Bezdin. So Haruge Bezdin means the guy did an Aver Lateyavon, he was Mazana, he did Shabbos, or whatever, he did some kind of an Avera, Mestamei, that was also the Teyavon. So the Rosh says, no, that Haruge Beis Din Apidin is always considered to be in the category of Lahachis. Why? Because in order to be Chayav Nisus Beis Din, so you have to get Hasarah, you have to be Makabal Hasarah. That means you have to say, I'm going to do it. The two Edom say, if you do this Avera, if you mean Mechal Shabbos, if you cook this chicken, we're going to kill you. You're going to be Chayav Nisus Beis Din. The guy says, no, Afal Pichein, I'm still going to cook the chicken. So what kind of a response is that Afal Pichein? Obviously, it's not the Teyavon anymore. If it was Teyavon, so Mestamei, his life is probably more important than his piece of chicken. So Akarchach, you see that the guy has it in for Shabbos. That the statement of Aval Pichein, the Kabbalah Sahasrah, so that transforms his Aver to what would appear at first glance to be Aver L'Teyavon into an Aver L'Hachas. This is the Rosh's whole Yisayid. So comes the Aval Pichein, even though the Rosh has like this and the Mordechai, they both quote from the same source, from the Maram Rittenberg, they seem to make a little bit of an exception to this rule. That the Lashon that Rishonim uses is if a person does an Aver L'Teyavon every once in a while, he's not considered to be a Mumer. He's not considered to lose his status as someone who you're supposed to be misabel for. So that's a little bit of a confusing phrase. The Pashas is based on what we're saying, is that L'Teyavon, if you do an Aver L'Teyavon a million times, you still L'Teyavon, so you should still not be called a person. So the Rishonim don't sound that way. The Rosh and the Mordechai both quote from the Maharam that the Medavam Amurim that we say that Bala Veila Teyavon is still considered to be Bichlal Amov. That's only if he does it once in a while. But if he's Mamish Rogel Bekach, so then he loses his status as being Betaris Amov. He's also considered to be a Parsh B'dachet Tzibur. So even though it's hard to understand why exactly that should be so, but that's the Maaseh what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. That's what we assume Allah, that's what the Shach points out in the Chasav Eilus. So that's what the Rishonim said. So we really have two different categories of people who are considered to be Parshim Adachet Tzibur. Either someone who's a Lahachas Nik, he's considered to be a Parshim Adachet Tzibur, or even someone who's not a Lahachas Nik, but if he's a L'Teyavon to such an extent that he's not just every once in a while, he's murdered by Malchus. It means his entire life. It means Avshalom is all. It's very hard. Avshalom has also did a lot of Averas a lot of times. It wasn't just a one-time thing. But I don't know, somehow the Rishonim assume that that's called once in a while. But if the guy is Mamish constantly, every time he's violating Averas, L'Teyavon, so he also is considered to be a Parish B'dachit Tzibur. So the Pasha says this din of a Parish B'dachit Tzibur, that he loses his status in halacha to be mishabel for him. So the Pasha says this should be related to some of the other halachas that we know, that there is a concept in halacha that sometimes a person loses certain tzichuyos, it's called Eino Isa Maisa Amcha, but there's a very major exception to that rule, and that is that the only time that applies is if the person is mazid, if the person is shagig, the person wasn't responsible for what he was doing, so then we assume halacha that he never loses the status of Isa Maisa Amcha. This is the famous Rambam, Menuchos Mamrim, where the Rambam describes the difference between the first generation of the tztukim and the subsequent subsequent generations of tzedukim. The Rambam says that the first generation, those people who are kofer b'derech shel ba'al-peh, and they went off the derech and they violated terrible averos, so they are considered to be rishoyim, they are considered to be mumrim, and you have to treat them accordingly. Masha ein kein, the subsequent generations, the b'nei ha'karayim that the Rambam speaks about, who were prevalent in his days, so the Rambam writes that such people are not really dino ka'akom, they don't not considered to be really mumrim, because they're what the Gemara calls the Masechah Shabbos, the Tinuk Shanishba. The Gemara in the seventh paragraph of Shabbos has a whole discussion about if a child is taken captive by the Goyim and then he violates Averas, whether he has to bring a carbon or not. Is that considered to be a Shogig, or that's not even considered to be a Shogig? So whether or not we pass like that is irrelevant, but one thing is clear, that he's not worse than a Shogig. He's not amazing. If a guy doesn't know, better, he wasn't raised properly, so he's not considered to be Dino Ka'akom. He doesn't lose his status in terms of Osa Maisa Amav. So the posture is that halacha should carry over here also. But the only time that you say that someone who's a parish medachet zipur, that's only be someone who's willingly does it, someone who's not responsible for what he's doing. So the pasha says that he doesn't lose any status whatsoever in halacha. So the problem with that is that the Rishonim also don't seem to say that. There was a machlekes between Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri that's quoted by the Mordechai, and the Mordechai quotes it in two places. I put the Maram Malkum in Mori Katan, because everyone has the Gemara Mori Katan, rather than sending everyone scrounging around for Gemara and Sanhedrin. So the more details of this machlekes appears in Masechah Sanhedrin, but the basic machlekes appears in Mori Katan. Also, there's machlekes Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri, which apparently in the Middle Ages was tragically a very common shiloh. What's the din in the following case? Let's say you have somebody who mamish converts to another religion, so then we assume, yeah, so that's called the parish v'dachet tibur. Sometimes you have that the goyim would take the Jewish babies, and they would baptize the Jewish babies. They had a lot of Jewish kids who were being raised as goyim, and then the child dies. The child dies before he's bar mitzvah even. So the 8-year-old kid who's been raised as a Christian for the last 5 years, so he dies now. So now his biologically, his halachic parents, when they find out that he dies, they want to know, are we supposed to be misabel for him or not? So if you would have asked me, I would have said, of course you have to be misabel for him. I said, he's still considered to be your child. He's still considered to be a relative. He's a perish of the chetzibah. It's a joke. What kind of perish of the chetzibah? He's under bar mitzvah. He doesn't know what's going on. He was stolen by the goyim. What kind of perish of the chetzibah is that? So Rabbeinu Tam had the following unbelievable chiddush. Rabbeinu Tam dug up a tosefta in the end of Masechah Sanhedrin, which is discussing Ir Nidachas. And there's a machlekes atanoim in the tosefta, the end about Ir Nidachas. The Gemara says, "Ir Nidachas lohayu v'loni." It's never going to be anyway. But Dorish l'kabos char. So we're getting Dorish a little bit. Dorish l'kabos char. So comes the tosefta that has machlekes atanoim. When you wipe out the anshi Ir Nidachas, so what about the children? What do you do with the children who are over the Avodah Zarah? So you have kids under the age of Bar Mitzvah over the Avodah Zarah. Are they also chayav misa? So one Tana says, "Yep, that those the children under Bar Mitzvah also chayav." Misa. And the other Tana says, what are you talking about? How can you put somebody to death for being a katan? So Rabbeinu Tam says, however we paskin that machlekes is irrelevant. We're not paskining hukushalas and hukus irni dachas anymore. But what do you see from this, says Rabbeinu Tam? That all the Tanaim agree that basically what the guy did was a terrible thing. What this little kid did, he's basically an avid of a zakr. Means he's basically part of the irni dachas. So one Tana says, yeah, but technically speaking, you can't put him to death. He basically doesn't have a right to kill people under by mitzvah. And the other Tana says, no, that the irni dachas is the exception to the rule. So comes Rabbeinu Tam and says, but you see that Kuliyamale Pligi, that he's considered to be basically part of the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. So says Rabbeinu Tam, Bizman Hazeh, in the Middle Ages, we're not Paskin Dina Nefashis anymore, we're Paskin Huchas Avei L'Shailos. So comes Rabbeinu Tam and says, the Kuliyamale Pligi, that the little kid under the age of Bar Mitzvah, since he was an Ovdei Avodah Zarah, he was part of the Irni Dachas, he became an Ovdei Avodah Zarah, he was baptized to become a practicing Christian. So comes Rabbeinu Tam and says, that's considered to be a parish midarchei tzibur, even though it's not his fault. We're not mad at the kid for doing it. Well, the Rebbeinu Shlom is not going to punish him. He's under bar mitzvah afal b'chein. In days in Shomata, we have to assume that he's dino a parish midarchei tzibur, and therefore the din is that you're not supposed to be misabel for him. And the Ri disagreed. The Balplukt of the Rebbeinu Tam. So the Ri says, not true. The Ri said that first of all, even those ketanim who the Tosefta was talking about, how old were these ketanim? What, they were 2-year-olds? That's what the goyim used to do. They used to take the little babies, they would baptize them. So comes the Ri and says, that's not what the Tosefta is talking about. The Tosefta is talking about 12-year-olds. The Tosefta is talking about kids who understand what's going on a little bit. They know they're not supposed to be Ovid of a Zara, and they do it anyway. So that was the Machlekes HaTanoim, where they dino ki anshi irni dachas enap. But someone who's eno yodeh ben yamin l'smail, a kid doesn't know anything. So it's a davar pasha, it's kuliyam l'plugi, even in uchas irni dachas, that wouldn't be considered to be part of irni dachas. So Gabi Avelus, there's no reason to say that the person loses the status of Isa Maisa Amav. And then the Ri is daich, additional dechi of Rabbeinu Tam, comes the Ri and says that mistama, that's a gzeres akosel by Yerni Dachas. But Haraya says the Ri, what's the din? Let's say a katan, a 12-year-old kid is Avid of Adazar, not as part of an Yerni Dachas. So everybody agrees he's not put to death for that. It's Kuliyamulat Pligi, that Tana that said that he's part of the Yerni Dachas, that's a special unique din by Yerni Dachas. That has nothing to do with us. We're not passing Yerni Dachas shalos anymore. We're talking about individuals who are Avid of Adazar. So comes the Ri and says, as an individual who's Avid of Adazar, you go back to the regular klolim. If he's over by mitzvah, it's his fault, so therefore he's chayav misa, and therefore ain't misabel in love. If he's under by mitzvah, it's not his fault, so therefore you're not misabel. Therefore it's not his fault. Therefore you are misabel for him. So the Ri said, "Bechlal, you don't understand what Rabbeinu Tam is driving at. He doesn't understand that Rabbeinu Tam used the Tosefta, which is clearly not talking about little babies. And even if Tim Zalom is talking about little babies, what does that have to do with Yechidim or Avid Avodah Zarah?" So this was a running machlokes in the Middle Ages in Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri. What do you do? Halacha l'maaseh, what do you do with the child who was taken away by the Goyim and he's a quote unquote person with a chetzibor? Does he lose his status in terms of Hilchos Avelos or not? So there are more paskins that Amos Hamlin will love. There are more paskins that Igor Adinus like Rabbeinu Tam, that for such a person you're really not supposed to be misabel for. You're not mechuyav to be misabel for. So the question is, what does it have to do with us, Bizman Hazeh? How relevant is this to us? So, l'cha'ora, you see from this discussion, at least from the way the Ramah is paskining like the Rabbeinu Tam, you see that which we started out by saying that mistamadah, this din that a person with a chetzibi and not misabel for him, that's only on someone who it's his fault. You see, Claude, that's not true. You see, Rabbeinu Tam paskin, and the Ramah writes that that's what the Ikra din is like Rabbeinu Tam, that even if it's mamish, not his fault that he's in a bit of erazara, afa b'chein, you're still not misabel for him. So maybe one, for some reason, that the regular clone of Tinuk Shenishbo don't apply in terms of Hilchos Avelos. So I thought that that's not necessarily the case. I thought that's it's a big jump to say that. I thought that this is something unique by Avodah Zarah. This is Rabbeinu Tam's Chiddush of Yoni Dachas. I had Rabbeinu Tam know to carry over Hilchos Yoni Dachas to a Yachid Sha'asa Avodah Zarah. That's Taka the Reis Kasha. That was Taka Pela Otzim on Shittas Rabbeinu Tam. But a Kopana Rabbeinu Tam's din was only said by Avodah Zarah. If a person's not an Avodah Zarah, let's say they do other types of Averis. If they would do those Averis, but maze it would Taka disqualify them from Avelos. Let's say someone who eats Treifla all the time. So that was what we pass in halacha, like the shach, that if a person doesn't have veir l'teyov and mamish all the time, he's murgal l'kach, he's always eating treif, so then technically speaking, you're not supposed to be misabel for such a person. So, l'chora, that din, you go back to the regular klolam. The regular klolam are that if it's not his fault, so it's not going to be his fault. He never heard about kashrus, or he heard about it vaguely, and he knows it's something that the Orthodox, the Hasidic people eat kosher, but he doesn't think it had anything to do with what he thinks Judaism is all about. So from his vantage point, he's not a shaygig. From his vantage point, he's not a tinuk shenishba. So there's no mocker in the Rishonim to say that the din with tinuk shenishba don't apply in terms of Hilchos Avelos to label the person as still as a bechlal amav. The only mocker that you have in the Rishonim is like, that child doesn't come up so much bizman as that. I think that the din is that the ikra din is that if you have someone who's taka tinik shenish, but someone who doesn't really know what the Torah mitzvah is all about, so then the ikra din you really mechuyav to misabel for such a person. If a person taka knew a Torah mitzvah and he was a meyred, he went off the derech willingly, so then there's something to discuss. But in terms of most of the people that we have bizman as that wasn't what Rabbeinu Tam said. Rabbeinu Tam was saying something very unique by Avodah Zarah, which we're not even sure Rabbeinu Tam knew to jump from Yoni Dachas to an Yochid Osho Avodah Zarah. Okay, so that Rabbeinu Tam held some Avodah Zarah is special. Avodah Zarah is different. But all other Averas, Lafian Yazdaiti, follow the regular clone.
What about the they're doing Teyavon?
No, what I'm saying, but Teyavon Harbe Pa'omim, that was the Chiddush of the Ma'amarutim, and that's also called like a Lahachasnik. I mean, that's what the Rishonim write. That's the Shach quotes that if a person does an Aver Lahachis, so then even one time that's considered to be a Parish B'dach Hetzibur. If a person is a Rav B'kach to Aver L'Teyavon, so that's also a Parish B'dach Hetzibur, which we didn't exactly understand why that should be so, but that's L'maisa what it says in the Shach. So what I'm saying is that only applies to the person who knows what Kashrus is and really knows. It means he grew up from, he understands what Kashrus is all about, and he went off the deep end. But someone who never really understood what it was about Mitchila, so Lefini is Daiti, he's still considered to be the same way in all other areas of Halacha. We assume that he's Dino Ki Yisrael Gamor. That's what the Rambam writes in Uchaz Mamrim, that there's a mitzvah of Yisrael in such a person. He's Mamish Dino Ki Oysem Aysa Amcha. So who are the Nami? Gabi Avelos, that's Lefini is Daiti.
So all the immigrants who came over from there, so a lot of their children went off to Derek.
Right.
That was more because of the allure of America. It wasn't so much.
Yes, it's very hard. The Chazanish writes that it's very, very difficult before you pass it. Who's a Tishnish, who's not a Tishnish? This is the Chazanish writing 50 years ago. The Chazanish writes you can't give klolim. The Chazanish says you have to be done on each person.
The proud of person. The more extreme on this sheet.
he's Machshirim Mishway. He was the big Makel. He was the biggest. He was the biggest. The Chazanish was the one who had all the breakthroughs about how none of the dinim b'fly b'zman hazeh, all the Marina V'Malan don't apply, and all the Parsha B'dachatiba don't apply, and the Mechal Shas V'Hetzia, nothing applies. That's basically the Chazanish in Yeradeya. Yeah, that's the Pasha's Talacha. Yeah, I think Talacha is like the Chazanish.
What was that defined, like really like idol worship, or like I say like atheism or something like that?
Atheism, it's not a Avodah Zarah, it's a Giduf. It's not really a Avodah Christianity for a Jew to be every day. Yeah, I would say that if a Jew willingly becomes converts to another religion, then such a person is not supposed to be misalbum. Right. I would say short of that, Rav Vozna quotes, no person marries a guy. That's a really quote from Rav Vozna. Person intermarries. I mean, again, you're talking about a person who knows what intermarriage is and he understands that this is mamish to break with the Judaism. So for such a person, so technically speaking, there's really no avelis.
So practically, how does that manifest itself?
Yes, that's the next question, right? So this is all in the world of theory. So practically speaking, so first of all, I gave it depends what you call a kula or a chumra. I came out with the most liberal statement, saying that lefi aniyas daiti, that the whole Ramah, which people quote as the Makor, that even though it's not his fault, it doesn't matter. Still, I don't think the Ramah said it. The Ramah only said it by Avodah Zarah, which again, we're not even sure where that came from exactly. That was the reason tying against the Rabbeinu Tam. No, that was lefi aniyas daiti. So I saw from in the back of. The back of the Pnei Baruch, he has a whole this discussion with a different Gedolim about this. So he quotes from one of the Gedolim who writes that you have to be very careful when you enter these shailas, because for most people who are not from, so this is the only area of halacha that they know about, Zuchas Avelos. They don't know about anything else. So you're going to tell them, so here, what are they going to see? Here they're going to see their from cousins are not being misabel, because why they're not being misabel? Because they say the guy is Dino Ka'akam, so therefore not being misabel. So he says, you have to take Chil Hashem into the Cheshvin also. So he says that the Zman Hazeh, if somebody asks you Shilas in this area, somebody comes and asks, they're supposed to be Misabel, so you have to say yes. You have to say that, you have to assume the person has to be Misabel. As he quotes from Rav Dovlitsky, he quotes from Gedolim from Bnei Brak, who say that if Zman Hazeh, you have to paskin that there's a din of Halos in these cases. So what I'm saying is that it's not a chiddush to say such a thing. Say, that's what I think the Ikar Din is on the most of these scenarios. Yeah, the Olam assumes that there is Avelos most of the time. Most of our classic people who are Nifter, who are not such great Shemitah Mitzvah, so we assume either look at what I'm saying there's Avelos, or you have to say that somehow that's become the minute to assume that this is the Avelos. There is a major discussion in the Rishonim concerning somebody who seems to be also in this similar category in Halacha, in terms of someone who does the Tarbul Aveira, and therefore they lose their right to having an Avelos for them. That's the question of the Ma'abed Atzma Ladas. So there is a...
Is this like the absolute Avelos? Where you get into the question
of
like the Torah?
You mean, Lu Yitzu, you have a situation where the guy is really... the guy is mamish, you know, okay? We know the guy. The guy is really a mumler. We know he knows everything, and he still went off the Derech and Eger. So, yeah, so if you feel that you have to miss Abel for the person, Al Shalom Bayis, Al Chil Hashem, etc., so then, yeah, Nachinami. So then when everybody leaves, you should sit and learn, right. Here's one last point about the sugya that the Agos Ashri points out, which is really Beferish Gemara. The Gemara says that this cloud doesn't apply to someone who was killed. If you have someone who's a parish b'dachet tzibor, even though he's mamish and rasha marusha, but he was killed. So primarily the Gemara was speaking about someone who was killed by the goyim. So someone who, but the post can say even not, even if he wasn't killed by the goyim, since he was killed shalai kedin, so he died in a terrible and tragic way. So we assume that was mechaper for whatever various that he did, and therefore there's a real din of avelos. That's what the Shach points out. Even though some acharonim had questions about that, the Shach says it's beferish Gemara. So that's for sure we assume. So nebuch, if somebody is killed, then other post can want to extend that if a person dies in other tragic ways, because it's killed in a car accident, other things. Other post can want to extend that, but the original din that appears in the Gemara that if someone who's bechlal off the derech, he's not mishe oivir avodah zarah gomor. But Afa Pichain, if he's killed, so then he's considered to be get a kapara, and there's a regular din ravelos.
What about someone who has to be cremated,
for that matter, who is cremated? Yeah, I mean, that, in terms of the hierarchy of avelos, obviously it's not something that we're in favor of. When we get the din of kvura, maybe we'll talk about that also, but when Afa's not in favor of that. But in terms of the hierarchy of avelos, it's not... it's not Chol Shabbos. It's a terrible thing. It's against goes and flies in the face of everything that we believe in terms of Kavod HaMeis, in terms of Tchias HaMeisim, and things of that nature. But in terms of the Chomer HaAveir of the person who's B'Shoyeg, the guy doesn't realize that you're not allowed to be cremated. The guy doesn't understand that. Mustama, there would be a din of Avelos. I think so. There is a statement in Masechet Smachos which speaks about which speaks about a ma'abed atzmel adas, somebody who commits suicide. So what's the status in terms of avails for such a person? So Masech HaSmachah says you're not supposed to really give a hesped for such a person, and ain't karen alav, you're not supposed to take a kriya for this person. So there was machlekes the Rambam and the Ramban. What do the words mean when the Masech HaSmachah says you're not supposed to take a kriya for such a person? So the Ramban is a very strange statement. The Ramban says, what? You're not supposed to take a kriya? How can it be? Of course you have to take a kriya. There's a chiyav avails. What shaykh not to take a kriya? So the Ramban says, no, what it means is like this. That you have an individual, that there's a din that appears at the end of my cotton. Hopefully, we get to this. Kriya will get to this. There's a basic din of Kriya in terms of the relatives tearing Kriya. And then there are all kind of extended din of Kriya that if a person's present, Bishas, Yitzias, and Hashem, you have to tear Kriya. When you hear somebody died, you have to tear Kriya, even though they're not an immediate relative. A lot of those din of Kriya we don't observe Bizman Azef for whatever reason. Hopefully, we'll get to. But says the Ramban, when the Masech HaSmachah says that ain't current on the Mi'abed Atzmel Adas, that means these extended dinim of Kriya. These covered the Alma Dika dinim, but the real Chavas Kriya for the seven relatives of Misabel, so Avadi have to be a Kareya for such a person, because of course there's a dinim of Avelus for Mi'abed Atzmel Adas. That's what the Ramban says. And the Rambam says absolutely not. The Rambam says that when the Masech HaSmachah says ain't current, that's exactly what it means. It means ain't current. You know why ain't current? Because ain't Misabelin, because there's no dinim of Avelus for such a person. So mechleik is the Rambam and the Ramban, lahalacha, what's the din? So how should we paskin lahalacha? So the Shulchan Aruch writes, so we have a klal, lahalacha divya make a bavel, that whenever you have a mechleik is nuchas avela, so we'll see, there may be a lot of exceptions to that rule, but at least here the Shulchan Aruch says, lahalacha divya make a bavel, so we assume like the Rambam, that there really is no avela to such a person. So the Chassam Sofer is a fascinating tshuva, where the Chassam Sofer writes, that as kayadua, this becomes sometimes a very, very sensitive situation, where we'll talk a little bit later about who's considered to be ma'abed asmal das exactly, but even aniach someone's mamish ma'abed asmal das, we know for a fact, the person committed suicide, the person, he was all there, he knew exactly what he was doing, and there's no shilas, he left a note, the works, mamish, the worst case scenario. So if you look, strictly speaking, the Shulchan Aruch, then this takano din of avela, so Chassam Sofer was asked, it's going to be a tremendous bizayin. The family doesn't want the whole world to know that the person committed suicide, so they want to cover up for it. So the Chassam Sofer has a fascinating lashon. Chassam Sofer writes, "Halach kedivri hamekel ba'avel, but ain't halach kedivri hamekel b'chvayd nshay Yisrael." Chassam Sofer writes that we have no right to be, if it's going to lead to a zilzul to the bizayin, to nebuch, the innocent family members. So then we have to paskin the chumrin effect. We have to paskin like the Ramban that is supposed to be misabel. Interesting, a psach of the Chassam Sofer. That's what most of the time people do. That's what lemaisa. Even if you have a situation where they know for a fact that there really was a suicide, very often we're able to explain in a way to the best of our ability that it wasn't really suicide. But even a niach that we know for a fact that it was suicide and there was no the person was considered to be a bardas, assuming that that's. It's also sometimes difficult to ascertain, but assuming the worst case scenario, even if it was a suicide, so notwithstanding what it says in the Shulchan Aruch that you're really not Masabel, so Chassam Sofer writes that as Rabbonim, we have to be, if it's going to be a Bizoyim, so the Chassam Sofer writes the Rav has a responsibility to Paskin Lechumra, in effect, to require to do avail. So now you want to know, Meyashallah, should the avail sit in the Torah? Yeah, we'll have to make a list. By the end of the year, we'll have a whole list of people who you're not really Masabel for, but yeah. It's the right. That would be the same thing. Right. That would be the same shal. If it's not a real chayv, it's not avelos. Right. That's the question. The question is how, you know, to determine whether someone is a bardas even when they're alive is very difficult. Kavachomer to try to decide what happened before they died, what do they consider to be a bardas? That's a very, very technical question. You can't make the following lumdas. Oh, well, from the fact that they committed suicide, no one in their right mind would ever commit suicide. It must be that they're a la bardas. That's not a valid argument in halacha. That's what Rav Moshe writes about. Rav Moshe has another tshuva. He says that the Gemara says, "Ain't other over a very elim kenichas baruch shtus." So no, you never chayv in any averus anymore because you're a la bardas. Yeah, so that's not they're a specific halachic category of la bardas. The fact that you did something which was crazy doesn't necessarily mean that you're a la bardas. So the question is, how does this fit in? This machlok is the Rambam and the Ramban. How does this fit into what we've been speaking about up to now? L'chayr, in terms of a parish b'darchei tzibur, shouldn't the person, by the fact that he committed suicide, be labeled as a parish b'darchei tzibur or not? So the Chassam Sofer starts out a shuva by saying that l'chayr, the Ramban sheet is a big pella. Chassam Sofer says l'chayr, the ma'abed atzmel adas avada, there's no din of avelus on him because he's a parish b'darchei tzibur. It's just a terrible aver. He killed himself. So that's also considered to be enough of an aver to be mafkir, the din of avelus from him, based on parish b'darchei tzibur. So Chassam Sofer says he doesn't understand the Ramban shita. So Lefini is right. I don't understand the Chassam Sofer's kasha on the Ramban. I said, we just got finished saying that you don't become a person with Dachetziba just like that. You only become a person with Dachetziba if it's Lahachis. So a guy committed suicide, Lahachis. Well, he's trying to get the Ribbono Shel Olam, so he killed himself. That doesn't sound right. Mistaba, he had some compelling reason where he was depressed or whatever other crazy reason where he decided he's going to kill himself. So Mistama, that's like an Aver L'Teyavon, that's an Aver L'Teyavon, a one-time thing. So we just got finished saying that an Aver L'Teyavon, one-time thing, does not make you a Parashat Dachetziba. So I don't understand the whole, you saw the Tshuva Chassam Sefer, you saw the Pesach Tshuva Kral's part of it. He said, I don't understand where his starting point. His starting point is that he doesn't understand the Ramban. Why should it be that there should be Aver for such a person? It doesn't make any sense. So he has to explain away why it should be. So I'm not sure I understand what his Ha'ara was. But Akopan, let's go with the Chassam Sefer's line of reasoning. He's assuming that the Pashas is like the Rambam, that the guy is a Parash with Dachetziba.
Well, why
wouldn't
they have total
availability then? No, it could be right in the Chanami. I mean, those Kavadika things, those extend the Kavadika, could be that's just like, so it shouldn't be an incentive to people to commit suicide. It means we want to make, Pashas, according to the Ramban, there really is a Din Chiv Avelis. There's an absolute Chiv Avelis. Elawai, all the extra perks that you would normally give someone who died, so we don't want to encourage suicide. Kayadua, Bismanazet. So you want to make it as a deterrent. So we tell you, listen, it's not worth it to commit suicide. Haraya, no one's going to be maspid you. No one's going to be all the extra people aren't going to be karen you. Your relatives never. Okay, they have a chiyuv gomer of avela. So far following, you have nothing to do. So comes a chassam sofer and has a machudish to gavart in this machlekes harishonim about suicide. He's trying to miyashiv the sheetness of Ramban, because again the chassam sofer himself was the one who said we should follow the Ramban in effect. So now he has to try to explain away what the Ramban is based on. How you talking? How can you observe avails from this person? L'chari is a parash v'dachet tzibur. So comes a chassam sofer and says an unbelievable thing. Comes a chassam sofer and says we got it all wrong. But that's not what the Ramban meant. When the Ramban said the Yapim Misabel for the Ma'abed Atzmel Adas, he doesn't really mean Bataris regular Velos. What does he mean? He says as follows. There is a Gemara. He has the second paragraph of a Kama. Rashi quotes in Pashas Balozcha. On the Pasuk, Via Yerok Yerok Befanel, Losi Kaleim Shivas Yom, when Miriam was punished by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she was put into Chayrim by the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the Pasuk says that it's a Kavah Chomer. If a father gets upset at her, so a Kavah Chomer and the Ribbono Shel Olam gets upset at her. So what does that have to do with anything? So there's a famous Maaseh of Rabbeinu Gershom. Rabbeinu Gershom writes that when his son Nebuch became a Meshumad, so Rabbeinu Gershom said that he observed 14 days of Avelos for his son. Why? Because Aviyah Yerachu Fanel, Losi Kalim Shivas Yamim, when a person physically dies, a person loses a son, Olam Hazeh, so you have to, Nebuch, you have to be Neig Avelos 7 days, you lose a son, the days of Lamos, the person becomes a Meshumat, so Losi Kalim Shivas Yam, Arba Sayyam. So that's the Kash, the Esker, Amen, Gershom, but Dayo, that was exactly what the Gemara says, Dayo, Levom, Adin, Leos, Kinia, that's a problem, not for now. Rabbeinu Gershom said, you have to be Misaba for 14 days for the person who becomes a Meshumat. So there was Machlek, I guess I've shown him what the story was. It was a historical machlekes, what was going on. There's one version of the story that he observed 14 days of Shiva. As strange as that sounds, that phrase, 14 days of Shiva. He observed, that's like keeping Tisha B'Av and Yud B'Av. So he observed 14 days of Shiva when his son became Meshumad, or observed the 14 days of Shiva when his son died 20 years later after having become a Meshumad. It's not clear. So whatever it is, the Rishonim point out that that's not really a real din. That was Amidus Chassidus, that was Letzai B'Alma. That's not a real halacha. But the principle is correct. That which Rabbeinu Gershom is telling us, that when a person does an Aveira, so you should be misabel for the Aveira. You're not misabel because the person physically died. A person went so did such a terrible thing, so there should be a chovas aveilus because of the rishus that the person did. So comes the Chassam Sofer and says, so why is it that every time a person does an Aveira, we don't sit shiva? Let's say a close relative of mine, let's say a chalil, a person goes off the derech, goes in his Ovid of Adizara. So a person should be misabel right away. So why don't we do that? What's wrong with Rabbeinu Gershom? So comes the Chassam Sofer and says, "Mistama, the pshat is, because when are you going to be misabel for the person? When he did the Aveira, he's going to be chayzeh b'tshuva. We hope and pray, right? He's not yet from. So eventually he'll come back to the right path. So it's silly to be misabel now, because the Aveira could potentially be uprooted. So when are you going to be misabel for the person? When he dies 50 years later, it's already avayayma already. That means the Aveira was long done already. So yeah, it says the Chassam Sofer, in theory the halacha should be that every time an Aveira chamur b'yoser is done, the person goes mamash off the deep end and doing Aveiras, he should be misabel from right then and there, based on the tzmar of Rabbeinu Gershom, that kal v'chaim, if you physically get lost, you have to be misabel. Kal v'chaim, if you're spiritually lost. But it's not shayach, says the Chassam Sofer, because b'shas Aveira, so it's efshal to do tshuva, and later on it's already avayayma. Says the Chassam Sofer, there's only one Aveira in the world that the shas aveira that you do it, it's impossible ever to do tshuva, and that's committing suicide. So that's the Chazam Sofer. Ma'abid atzmel adas. So that does you in. It means So when you misabel for the ma'abed asmal dasas chasam, so if you're not misabel for the death of the person, you're misabel for the chumras aveira that the person did, and that's the only aveira in the world. For regular tzichi, you can't do that. Chol Shabbos of a rezara, there's no other aveira possible you can be misabel for the chumras aveira, because this is the only aveira that's it's eifshir to return. It's the only decision in life that's not reversible. So comes the Chassam Sofer and says that's what the Ramban means. When the Ramban says the Yatri Misabel for the Ma'abed Atzmal Adas, he doesn't mean B'Tarah Silchas Avelis of this summer. He doesn't mean B'Tarah Avelis for relatives who have died a physical death. He says the Chayves Avelis is B'Tarah the Chumras HaIsr. So this is a razzle-dazzle pshat in the Ramban. I thought the simple pshat in the Ramban is that, no, because the Ramban holds he's not a Parshat B'Dach HaTzibar. Because the Parshat B'Dach HaTzibar is only either if it's Lahachis or if it's L'Tayavim, but a lot of times. So I call upon him, it's Machlekes the Rabbim in the Ramban. Is there a velus for Ma'abed Atzmal Adas? So the Shulchan Aruch paskins that there's no velus whatsoever, and Chassam Sofer says that if it's the issue of Zilzul HaMishpacha, so you're really supposed to be noyeg velus for such a person, then there's a machlokes, it's funny to say, machlokes Chassam Sofer and us, between what's the gedur hadin of this velus that exists according to Ramban. According to Chassam Sofer, it's a razzle-dazzle type of velus. According to what we're suggesting, it's the regular plain old din of velus that the person's not considered to be a parish with that.
You assume like the Rambam, according to the Chassam Sofer, so why are we doing Birkas Avelim, etc.?
Yeah, that was the Ramban's Taina. That was exactly the Ramban's Taina in the Ram. The Masechet Sbach says you say Birkas Avelim. So the Ramban says, how can you say Birkas Avelim if the guy's not a novel? Yeah, that was the Ramban's Taina. I don't know.
What does the Chassam Sofer do with that?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
How about Purim?
In the basic Kvar, I think it says also, he's supposed to do it in the corner. It's supposed to be in the corner. Oh, so we'll see in a second. Oh, so this whole discussion is assuming that the person is a Ma'abed Atzmal Adas. So the question is he really a Ma'abed Atzmal Adas or not? So there are two factors that have to be taken into consideration, as the Masechet Smachos says, before he can paskin that he is a Ma'abed Atzmal Adas. But again, according to Chassam Sofer, it's not going to be too much nafkumi anyway. But before he can even get into a discussion about whether he's a Ma'abed Atzmal Adas, well, there will be nafkumi for Hesped and other things. So you have to ascertain two things. Number one, you have to ascertain that the person was a bar das. So again, that's what we said before. That's very, very difficult to ascertain. So sometimes that's the easiest way out, is to say, listen, we know the person had some kind of psychological issues beforehand. Mistami snapped. Mistami at the last minute, he really snapped. He really wasn't, it wasn't Ma'abed Atzmal Adas. That's one possibility. Well, there's another way to mafkiya somebody from being Ma'abed Atzmal Adas by saying that we're not really sure that it was Ma'abed Atzmal Adas. It's not clear that it was really Ma'abed Atzmal Adas. Why not? So it depends. So sometimes a person disappears, and you find him a week later, you find the body a week later, and it appears to be Ma'abed Atzmal Adas, but it's not clear. There's no note that's signed by him saying that he's hereby about to kill himself. So it's not so pashut. So the Masechet Smachos gives some klal, and the Chassam Sofer has a long tshuva about all the detailed klal about. We're not going to go into all the gory details about you. Where do you find the body? You do find the body. You find it. He's holding a knife, not holding a knife. He's hung. This is talk to Ray. You should probably see this stuff in the emergency room. So Ray's our expert here about gory stories. So the bottom line is that the stomach in the dying of Masha in the rose, that the Rav has to be really, you have to be really convinced. A person has a cheskas kashas. So unless you're really absolutely convinced beyond a shadow of a doubt that the person honestly was Ma'abed Atzmal Adas, that's not really called Ladas. Then the post can have other criteria. Some post can say, let's say the person killed themselves in such a way that it took a little bit of time until they actually died. So then the Sadash Shulchan Aruch, they quote some Achranim, said that Mistama the person changed his mind in the middle. Let's say the person jumped off the bridge. And until he dies, so it may take a little bit of time. So Mistama, he did tshuva. Mistama, the chazaka is that the person probably had second thoughts. So if he had second thoughts, but he couldn't. What? Yeah, whatever. You have to be down in each case. You have to be down in each case to see. Then there are some posts can say that the person's only Ma'abed Atzmal Adas if he got a surah for it. It means to give a guy chiyuv mises beis, and also you have to give a guy a surah. So here, if you didn't give the guy a surah, how can you really label that he's amazing? That's also a question whether that's true. So you have a kahina, a lot of svaras floating around the poskim to put the brakes on this din. That means even though in theory there's a din out there called Ma'abed Atzmal Adas, it's a very, very delicate balance, because on the one hand, you want to be a deterrent. That means you don't want, if there's somebody sitting at this Levaya, let's say everybody knows this guy's Ma'abed Atzvah Das, but we came up with some kind of a reason, some Abim Melamed Chos, and we're going to give him a regular full covered. And if there's one person sitting in the audience who's having a possibility of thoughts of Ma'abed Atzvah Das, and he says, hey, I don't lose anything anyway. No one's going to treat me as Ma'abed Atzvah Das. That's also a cheshbon. It's a very, very delicate balance, not to be, if the person really is Apidin, not necessarily Ma'abed Atzvah Das, you have to be Mechabed. On the other hand, you have to be careful that not to overdo it. So it's a very, each case has to be, unfortunately, very tragic scenarios. You have to, case by case basis. But again, if there's any reason, if there's any question whatsoever whether the guy was Ma'abed Atzvah Das, then it's Beferish and Shulchan Aruch, that he's not. That Al Pi Din, the person is given the benefit of the doubt. So you have to assume that he's not really Ma'abed Atzvah Das. We're assuming up to now that it's also to be Ma'abed Atzvah Das. And that's, if you have a situation where it's mutter to be Ma'abed Atzvah Das, so then obviously none of these halachas are going to apply. Is there any such a situation? So, talk to Steve, Steve, you're the expert on this now. So so I'll say a few things over. Maybe we'll overlap, maybe not. So, comes the Medrash and Medrash Rabbah, Parshas Noach, on the pasuk which is the makor for the Yisrael committing suda, so aches dimchel and afshasecha medrash. So the medrash says aches lamiut, like ach biyam arishon. Ach comes lamait ma'ase shol. The ma'ase shol was not considered to be like ma'abed asmal das. What in the world is ma'ase shol? So it's also navi. A lot of navi today. We should get some Bible credit, So comes the story. The story tells us in Sefer Shmuel that Shaul HaMelech was afraid. He was they lost the war, and he was afraid that the goyim were going to capture him. They were going to the stomach were going to torture him. So he, in effect, committed suicide. So first he tried to have somebody kill him. It didn't work. It's unclear exactly what happened. So he seemed to be Ma'abed Atzvah Das. So the Medrash seems to say that that's okay. The Medrash says that Ach is Dimchel Nafsh Sechem Medrash Ach comes Lamait Kemais Shol. The problem that the Rishonim point out is that there seems to be another Gemara that contradicts this. The Gemara, famous story in Avodah Zarah, where the Gemara tells about Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan, one of the Asar Rugei Malchus, when he was being put to death. So he was wrapped up in a Sefer Torah, and then they were burnt the Sefer Torah, and he was being killed in such a way that was very painful, and he could have done something to minimize the pain a little bit, but it would have made him die faster. So they said to him, Mishas Maisa, go do it, you die anyway, so he'll cut out the pain. So he says, no, mutav, that the Ribbono Shel Olam should come and take my neshama, that I shouldn't hasten my death whatsoever. So the Rishonim point out, l'chara, what was bothering Rabbi Chanina? Why didn't he want to cause himself to die a little bit earlier in his stomach? Because that would be like Ma'amid Atzvah Das, that's like committing suicide, that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave him another 5 minutes to live, and he's going to cut it down by a minute, so that's like an Isser Ritzicha. Like if I see somebody is about to die in a minute from now, and I kill him 20 seconds earlier, that's not Shur Ritzicha Gemura. So to over here, he didn't want to hasten his death. He felt that was an Isser Ma'amid Atzvah Das, so that seems to be a stira, because the Medrash says that it's mutter to do it Lamayit B'Yisurin, whereas here, Rabbi Chanina prohibited himself from doing it, even though it was Lamayit B'Yisurin. So what's the answer to this contradiction? So there are a few Mahalchim in the Rishonim as to what's going on. So the Ramban seems to say in Taras HaAdam that the Igra Din is really like the Medrash. The Ramban seems to understand that that story of Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan was really a Midas Chasidus, that in the Igra Din was really mutter to commit suicide under those circumstances, to minimize Yisurim. And the fact that Rabbi Chanina himself didn't want to do it, that was Liyasa Seis, that was a Midas Chasidus, that was a Chumah B'Yama, but in the Igra Din, it was really mutter. That's the Ramban, who saw the Taras HaAdam? The Ramban uses the word mutter, no? No, Stephen, what did you say? I think he uses the Lashon mutter, no? No? I don't know. Am I ahead of you guys? Yeah. Maybe comes. Yeah. He says mutter, right? I think so. Yeah, that Taras HaAdam. He says mutter. Said mutter sounds like mutter. In my book, at least mutter means mutter. Sometimes also means mutter also, but mutter for sure means mutter. So the Ritva in Maseches Avodah Zarah quotes from Rabbeinu Tam a different answer to the kasha, that Rabbeinu Tam understood that just lemaid the yisurin is not a heter at all to be ma'abed atzmal adas. What the heter of Ma'isa Shol, look at the wrong story, says Rabbi Natan. Shol was not afraid so much that they were going to be cause him pain and suffering. He was probably afraid of that also, but that in and of itself wouldn't be ma'at to him. What the real heter was that he was afraid they were going to cause him to do averas. He was afraid they were going to be ma'anis him, they were going to do all kind of terrible averas with him. So to be ma'ayit averas, to prevent yourself from being the subject of a terrible avera, then it's mutter to be ma'amin atzmal adas. But just time to prevent yourself tzar, that doesn't help. So that's when the ma'is of Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan, there was no avera going to happen anymore. He was already being killed. It was a question of dying in 3 minutes or in 2 minutes. So he held that to be ma'ayit be yisurin, that's not a heter to be ma'amin atzmal adas. That was Rabbi Natam's answer to the to the kasha. Then there's a third mahalach that the Beis Yosef quotes. I don't think I put this on the Baram HaKadosh. The Beis Yosef, I think in Yerodein Kufnun Zayin, quotes from the Arachas Chayim. He quotes from some Rishonim who say that there's bechlal no heter cues that to be ma'amid aspel adahas ever, even to cut down on averus and even to cut down on yisur. Nothing. What does the medrash mean? The medrash doesn't mean that it's a mutter to do it. The medrash says that you're not considered to be the chumras ha'isur of ma'amid aspel adahas. Means you're not considered to be. It's like potter v'alosser. That means if Avi you're not allowed to do it. The medrash just says that with a regular ma'amid aspel adahas, he's ma'amish the worst. It's a terrible avera. If the reason why you did it was lamayit yisur, we understand what you did. You know, we're not condoning a chalila. We understand it. It means we're not going to punish you. We're not going to take away your hesped and your kriya and your velas. But in terms of being mutter, chalila v'chalila, that's an issa gomer. Ma'amin atzmon l'das. So you have three mahalchim in the Rishonim. Is there any heter whatsoever? According to the Ramban, there seems to be heter all the time. Even to prevent pain, seems to be mutter l'amin atzmon l'das. According to the Archas Chaim's Rishonim, so there's no heter cues. Yeah? And the Medrash just means that it is an issa, but it's not. That's what the Medrash says, that Shaul shalok etzon chacham lava, that if Shaul would have asked the Shaila at the time, so the psak would have been that it's also for him to do what he did. And the third mahalach is Rabbeinu Tam. It depends what your motive is. If your motive to prevent aveiros, then it's mutter. If your motive is to prevent tzar, then it's also. So I don't know. This is the famous shah. What do they say about the Rabbi Wolf from Michigan? No, the doctor from Michigan. You're from Michigan. It's the physician, Dr. Kevorkian. No. Oh yeah. So the Ramban would hold like him, and you hold like Derechas Chaim and Rabbeinu Tam, right? This seems to be what the issue is. It seems to be what the Rishonim are discussing here. So I think it's generally assumed that it's a problem. I think we generally assume halacha that you're not allowed to do that. But it's interesting that according to the Ramban, the Ramban seems to open up the possibility for it.
I think a shayla comes in dual effect. When you practice medicine for pain control, for palliation, and the impact can cause death.
See, in a certain sense, even the Ramban, who seems to say that, but the Ramban doesn't say you're allowed to kill him. Ramban seems to say that he's allowed to take his own life. That's a further shaila. This was a big machlokes in Rishonim in the Middle Ages. According to some Rishonim, who said that you're allowed to commit suicide to prevent yourself from falling into doing an aveira. Let's say the goyim are about to capture the city, and you know that you're not going to be able to overcome. They're going to baptize you, and they're going to make you into a Christian. So are you allowed to take your own life? So some Rishonim said that yes. That your harivah yavar means that not only are you allowed to let yourself get killed by somebody else, but you're actually allowed to. Allowed to take your own life also. And so other Rishonim said no. Other Rishonim said Yehar V'Yavar means that you have to remain passive. They kill you, but you are under no circumstance allowed to kill yourself. So then assuming that you are allowed to take your own life, are you allowed to take somebody else's life? So that's what the Rishonim used to use the phrase, the Shochtei Tinokos. They used to be people who when the goyim would come, they were about to capture the city, and the Jews knew that what was going to happen is they were going to kill all the adults, and then they were going to take all the babies, and going to raise them as goyim. So there were some who argued that it's mutter to kill the kids, rather than them taking and living their whole lives as goyim. So most of the Rishonim said that that's absolutely also. That's mamash ritzicha. That means the Torah doesn't let you do that. The Torah says you're harvel yava for yourself. And some Rishonim said you want to take your own life, maybe that's okay. To take somebody else's life, you're not allowed to do that. You have to, whatever happens, happens. So the Rishonim quote, the Beis Yosef quotes in Siman Kufnun Zayin. So in this Arachas Chaim, in that same piece, he quotes a Shrek Lecha Maisa that happened in the days of the Rishonim, that there was a certain city where this happened, and there was a machlokes and two rabbanim in town. That one of the rabbanim in town says, no, that you have to kill all the children, and the other rabbi was screaming and said, Chas v'sholom, you're not allowed to. And they went ahead and they killed some of the children, and then the goyim left. The goyim never took over the town. That everyone was safe except Nebuchadnezzar. Some of the kids were killed. So it tells you a whole crazy story how the other Rav cursed out the other one. He said that because of what you did, you're going to die in Misa Meshuna and Kachava, that he really was. It's a very wild story. Those who are interested in Kufnun Zayin in the Beis Yosef quotes this whole Arichos. Anyway, but getting back to that story, in terms of the suicide, so the bottom line is, just the sugya of the suicide, is that the Masechet Smachos says something about suicide. Machlokes Rambam and the Ramban, what the din is, Machlokes the Mechaber, the Chasam Sofer, and in a situation where suicide is mut, and obviously the dinim don't apply, is there any situation this is subject to this Machlokes?
The Ramban would say only if you know that you're going to be tortured, or just the fact that you know you're going to die in a day anyway?
No, I think tortured. Otherwise,
tortured.
I think
just,
so.
Not just even that you're going to kill you,
yeah,
but
no.
Kill you without torture, that wouldn't
no, I don't think so, right. I don't think so, right. The Arches Chaim says that Shol Shalom B'Tzon Chacham Avah. That means it just says that we're not going to hold the guy responsible for it. But what he did was also that Shol Ach just means that no, it just doesn't mean that it's mutter to do. It just means because the pasuk says Ach Atim Chalav Shasechem Edrosh. So Kadosh Baruch Hu won't be Darish. Kadosh Baruch Hu won't punish you for committing suicide under those circumstances. But in terms of Lamais, he's supposed to. So the answer is no.
Do we assume any of these?
We usually assume that you're not allowed to commit suicide just to prevent pain. It's usually, except for Dr. Kevorkian, I think everyone else assume that way.
What
do you mean? You mean to prevent? Am I allowed to kill myself to prevent? That's according to Rabbeinu Tam, yeah. According to Rabbeinu Tam, is there a psak on that? Halacha of Lola Maisa. Nope, it shouldn't happen. I don't know. The next topic, in terms of somebody who potentially there's no avelus for, even though the person is related to you, that's the question of a baby who dies within 30 days. Where did this whole sugya come from? So the original sugya was a machlekes between Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and the Chacham, nothing to do with luchos avelus. The original, the main sugya, appears in the beginning of the fourth paragraph of Maseches Yevamos. It was a machlekes concerning Yibum and Chalitza. The din is that if a person dies without any children, so obviously the brother has to be Miyabi, must do Chalitza to the wife. But if he leaves a child behind, so then there's no Yibum, there's no Chalitza. What if he left the child behind? Let's say he leaves a 10-year-old kid behind, and then right after the father dies, the child dies. So then there's also no din of Yibum and Chalitza, because since Bishas Maisa, Bishas Zika, at the moment when there was an Afil Yibum, at the moment when the husband died, so he had a Zera Yeshlo, he had Ben Yeshlo, he had a child, so that even though the child subsequently dies, there's no din of Yibum and Chalitza. So the only possible exception to this rule is let's say the child who was quote unquote alive at the time of the misa of the father, a pidin is not really alive. A pidin is considered to be a nefel. So even though the child may look to us as being alive, but a pidin is not really considered to be alive, so then there will be a chiyuv of yibum and chalitza. So what does this mean practically? So there was a machlekes haTorah between Shimon Gamliel and the Chum. So the Chum said, if a woman has a baby, and the baby is 2 days old in front of us, and we don't see anything wrong with this baby, the baby looks fine. So the Chum said, so the child's considered to be alive. So finished. So I have the child dies in 5 minutes from now, it doesn't matter. Since Api Dini was alive, Bishas Misa Sa'av, so then there's not going to be a din of Yibum Chalitza. So therefore, the Chum said, anytime a woman dies, she has any child, so then she's allowed to go, she's allowed to get remarried. She doesn't have to have Chalitza. Rav Shimon Gamliel disagreed. Rav Shimon Gamliel said, no, that we're afraid that just because the child looks like he's okay now, maybe the child is really a nation. We have to have a little bit of a test to see how long the child lives before we declare that he's really a Bar Kayama. So says Rav Shimon Gamliel, he has to live for 30 days. He lives for 30 days. He lives for 30 days. Machlokes have shown what the relation between Pinyan Ben and that is, if there's any relation whatsoever. So those who want to check Rishis Koch, there's no, I think, Shtickel Torah in there. So we'll give it to you cheap for 9.5 bucks. If you buy the mikveh and need the tapes, we'll throw it in for free, maybe. So I could throw it in for free because I ran out of all my copies anyway. So the Rishim Gamliel says no. Rishim Gamliel says no. You have to wait 30 days. 30 days to be machiach that the child is really a bar kayama. And therefore, Rishim Gamliel says, let's say the child died within 30 days, and you're not really sure. Maybe it was a bar kayama. Maybe it was an eifel. So therefore, you can't do yibum because yibum you're not allowed to do misafek because maybe there's no chiyav yibum. Then it's an issur of eishazach. So you have to do chalitza. So that was the machlokes to chacham and Rishim Gamliel. When a baby dies within 30 days, does the mother get off scot free? According to the chacham, she doesn't have to do chalitza. According to Rishim Gamliel, she has to do chalitza. So what is this chashash based on? That which Rav Shimon Gamliel is choshesh that maybe the baby is really a nefel. So Tosfos writes in a few places, they think that that's only chashash midrabanan. Other Rishonim maybe disagree, but Tosfos writes that they think that's a chashash midrabanan min haTorah. You have to be choshesh. Every baby is a nefel. It's even a suffek. Tosfos says min haTorah. It's not even a suffek. Min haTorah. Rove babies and I consider it to be nefalim. So therefore min haTorah. Everybody agrees to the chachamim, but it was a chumra midrabanan that Rav Shimon Gamliel says. So the problem is, Tosfos points out, is that the Gemara says in Maseches Nida, therefore, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, says that every time a baby is born until it lives for 30 days, you're not really sure whether it's an eifel or not. So the Gemara says, therefore, you don't have to be misabel. If the baby dies within 30 days, there's no chiyuv avelus, because maybe it's an eifel. According to the Chachamim, it's not an eifel. For sure, it's not an eifel. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, so maybe it's an eifel. That's what Taisa says. If we just got finished saying that Meikir Adin, it's really not an eifel, even according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, it's just a chumr bial menuchas chalitza. So why did the Chachamim use it now, the kula nuchas avelus? Here we're exempting you from avelus. Tosfos, because maybe the far-fetched chance that it's considered to be a nefel. So Tosfos says, yeah, because Hilchos Avel is everything is the cool, Allah Kedivrei Meichel Ba'Avel, most fake is a mutter. So therefore, we're not so concerned. So according to Tosfos, it's an unbelievable kula that we're invoking Hilchos Avel. It's not Mishal Leikedin, that Meigra Din, the kid's not really, there's no reason to believe the kid's a nefel. Afa Bichain, you have to make believe that the kid's considered to be a nefel, and therefore there's no Avelus. That's what Tosfos writes. Then the Gemara goes one step further in Maseches Becheiros. The Gemara says that there was a further machlokes about what's the din on day 30 itself. Do you say that it's only on day 31 that the kid is considered to be Yotze Midei Nefel? Or what about on day 30? So the Gemara says that it was also a machlokes at Tanoim. It was a Sofek, a Shaila. So the Gemara says, Avelos, Halacha Devar Meikah B'Avel, everything's mutter. So therefore, we have a Kulas Agabi Kulas thrown in on Hilchos Avelos. That not only are we making it like Rav Shimon Gamliel to assume that there's no avelus for the kid within 30 days, but we're making it even further that even if the kid dies on day 30, that's also considered to be mutter because of the principle of halacha devar meikah b'avel.
Do you have situations an emotional child, a mother needs, wants this?
Yeah, you're allowed to, right. You're allowed to volunteer. We'll put this on the list. There are a lot of cases you're allowed to volunteer to sit shiva, but in terms of being a halachic shiva, it's not really binding. We'll see Bizman Azeh may be different. We'll see Bizman Azeh then may be different. We'll see in a minute. You mean what mean what are the mitzvahs?
Voluntary availus are obligatory.
Volunteering. So the poskim say that if a person wants to volunteer availus, so they let's say like a tash b'shamita, things that are considered to be mitzvahs. Anything that's in the realm of mitzvah, so you shouldn't volunteer availus at the expense of mitzvahs. But you want to sit all day on the floor and take your shoes off. So that technically speaking, you're allowed to do. Some poskim say that when a person volunteers to keep availus, so they shouldn't keep the all of din availus. It should be like a little bit of a hecker that it's not b'taras chov, it's just b'taras rishus. So some poskim have this idea that it shouldn't be like the full fledged availus. But I think the Ramah doesn't say that. The Ramah just says,
"What?" I think it's against the Shach.
What?
The Shach says, "If you're ready volunteering, you have to." The Shach on the Ramah with the minhagim of the distant province.
That's what the minhagim is. But the Ramah, there's Ramah that writes in Shinayin Hay. No, the Ramah writes. Where's the Ramah? Misha wrote to the Ramon Shin Ayin Dal. It's evolved. The Ramon writes, Misha wrote to the Hachbel Atzbel as Abla Misha Eno Tzarech, Oluba Shcharim Akrova Ein Mochin Biyadoi. So the Pesach Tshuva writes, I am, he quotes from the Tshuvas B'Samim Rosh. Okay, we're not going to take that too seriously. That's the forgery Tshuvas. That's whatever you see anything from there. So just, take it with a grain of salt. So he writes, that's a hedyot, someone who keeps all of the chashiva, that's not appropriate. Okay, so we're not bound by that. Okay, so the pashas that are more is that imam is allowed to be pesabel. But I think the later poskim point out that you're not really supposed to do it at the expense of Talmud Torah, the expense of tashvish, the expense of mitzvahs, that's really inappropriate. But other things in a chanami then you're allowed to do. Those who don't know what I was referring to, so the there was a Tshuva Sefer written about, 150 years ago, whatever, called Tshuvas B'Samim Rosh. Somebody discovered in Europe, they discovered the Tshuvas HaRosh, so they made a killing on it, because they found a new manuscript, and they printed it, a whole to-do, and they made a lot of money off of it. So then somebody pointed out afterwards that the reason why it was a new manuscript, because it was just written right then. So a guy forged it, the guy was a big time chacham, but he was out to make a couple of dollars, so he forged the Sefer called, so the poskim quoted Tshuvas B'Samim Rosh. So it took a little while till it was realized in the entire world that it was a forgery. So you start to find the Pesach Tshuva still quotes it. You still, some of the earlier, 100 years ago, they were still quoting it. Then in the last couple of generations, they realized that it was a forgery, so they didn't take it too seriously. Anyway, it's a little tidbit of information. Okay, he's like everybody else says, I'm also entitled to my opinion, but I'm also not a Rishon, so I'm not Sibri Tam Chacham, but I don't know, somebody forges the Sefer and writes a Sefer claiming that it's the Rosh, I don't know.
I think he has a couple of things off the beaten path.
I think that's what led people to part of the realization that it was a. Was that, I think already the Achvarim already in the bottom of Shulchan Aruch already. Some people have already commented that it's a Ziyuf. So, do I? Pesach Tshuva, another Pesach Tshuva, he writes something. Lav Gushpanka Da Rosh Chasim Aleh, something. Yeah, it means the Rosh didn't sign his name on it. It means we all know that that's a fact. Yeah, yeah. It's like to be Shalmi and Kachim. Anyway. So this whole Yisoy that the Gemara is telling us is that you don't observe Avelus for the little baby in the first 30 days. So the way Taisa is presenting this is Mamash Achidish Gabi Chidish Gabi Chidish Lekula. So this sugya in terms of the Avelus for the baby becomes very important in terms of a very global shaila in terms of Echas Avelus, something which we're going to hopefully keep on touching on in many, many different times. And that's what's the status in terms of Sveikus, in terms of Echas Avelus. So the simple reading of the Gemara Maseches Becheiros is that we're going to be Mekel outright in terms of Echos Avelus, not only to be Mekel like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel here in effect, but to be Mekel even on day 30, which is probably not really Mekel Adin, everything's okay. So there is a big Machlekes Rishon, which we already spoke about already last week, between Taisus and the Rosh against the Rambam and the Raman and the Gaonim, about whether Avelus is Deraisa or not. So Taisus and the Rosh basically held that there's no Avelus Deraisa Bechlal. Even Yarmisha, it's the Ramah says, and the Shach says, the Ashkenazi standard psak is that there's no Avelus Deraisa whatsoever. So according to Taisus and the Rosh, I understand what's going on in the Gemara. The whole Avelus is Derabbanan. So hey, Mamma, Mamma, Rusa, Allah, Kadivar, Mekel, but Avelus, 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 the Kula, it's a Psakula, Gabi Kula, it doesn't matter, the Chum Ketud say whatever they want. So according to these Rishon, that the whole Avelus is Zonamid Derabbanan, so I understand what's going on in this to give the little baby. But Sha'enkein, the Ramban asks that himself, if, according to what I'm saying, that Avelus is Deraisa, Avelus Yom Rishon is Deraisa, how could you be Mekel not to observe Avelus for his baby? Bishlam says, the Ramban, Allah Kadivar, Mekel, but Avel. Most of the Shiles are Allah Kadivar, Mekel, but Avel, not on the first day. They're on day 7, they're in the Shloshim, they're later on in the Chas Avelus, but to be matter outright not to observe even Avel Yom Rishon, says the Ramban, Hayitachin, how could it be? The Lechayra, that's a Din Deraisa, so Misafik, you should be Mechav Safik Deraisa Lechumra. So the Ramban is the following Yisrael. The Ramban says, no, that true, there's a din of Avelus Deraisa on Yom Rishon, and true, the Ramban says, Safik Avelus on Yom Rishon is Taka Lechumra, and you don't say Allah Chadivar Mechav Avel on Yom Rishon, says the Ramban, the case of the baby is different. Why? Because ain li by dover alav, that the whole idea of avelus is because a person is all upset and he's all down, he's all depressed. That's what we spoke about last week. The aninus diaraisa, lack of simcha. So says the Ramban, mistama for the person who's the suffic nefel, the Torah was mishar that that's not considered to be enough of a tzar, enough of a li by dover alav in order to be mechayev avelus diaraisa. So the Ramban is saying avelus is diaraisa. That's true, but not for the suffic nefel. That suffic nefel is not included in the parsha of avelus, even on a level of diaraisa. So according to Taisus and the Rosh, you don't need the Shtickel Torah. According to Taisus and the Rosh, the whole thing is the Rabban. Hey, Mom, hey, Mom. But according to the Rabban, you have to come on to this razzle-dazzle Fortman at Torah, that notwithstanding the fact that there's an Avelos Deraisa for regular people, but for the Tinok, Pachos V'Lamid Yoim, there's no Avelos Deraisa because of the fact that ain't libel dover love. So what will happen after meeting between Tosfos and the Ramban? What about a regular case? Let's say not a little baby. Let's say you have someone who's a Safek Karov. You have a person, you're not sure whether he's related to you or not. What would the din be? Is there a veil of such a person or not? So according to Tosfos, no, the halakha divra mekel biyavel, Safek avelos, it's the cool even on day re, you know, mish, and everything is mutar. According to Tosfos, the case of the Safek Nefel is the tantamount to a Safek Karov. What about according to the Ramban? According to the Ramban, no. According to the Ramban, it's a special din by Safek Nefel, but if you have someone who's a Safek Karov, so maybe there will be a Chavis Avelos. So that's what the Rishonim address, a statement that appears in Maseches Machos, but the Maseches Machos talks about this. Maseches Machos says, what's the din? If you have someone who's a Safek, whether he's your brother, or Safek, whether he's your son, why is he a Safek? So because the mother got married when she wasn't supposed to. They didn't keep Havchana. The din is that if a woman gets divorced, or a woman becomes an Almana, so she's not supposed to get married for 3 months, because you want to make sure that who the father is. That's what's called Havchana. So she didn't do it. So she went in and got married a month afterwards. Now her baby's born. He's not sure. So I have a person sitting in front of me. I'm not sure. Is he my brother? Is he not my brother? Is this my son? Is he not my son? Is he my father? Not my father. So what's the din? Are you misabel for such a person or not? So the Maseches Machos says yes. So Maseches Machos says that misafik. You have to be misabel. So the Ramban says, Gevaldik. Hey, this is me. This is my Uriah. Because I'm right, says the Ramban, that Avandi have to be misabel, Allah Safik. And Kasafik Avelis is L'chumran Day Rishon. And then the Rabban says, once you start Day Rishon, you're going to stop in the middle. Once you start, you go the distance. So the Rabban says, Halakha Divrei Mekel B'Avel, Safik Avelis Tekula only applies if the Shal is Nisayra after day one. If you have a Shal on day seven, do you say Mitzvah Kekula on day seven? Not. So then you say, Halakha Divrei Mekel B'Avel. But if you have a Shal where the Avelis kicks in to begin with, that's a Shal on day one. So Vada Safik Avelis is L'chumran. So the Rabban says, and Tinok is a different story. And Taisra says, no, Taisra says, Safik Avelis is L'kula even on day one, because all Avelis is on the Rabbanit. So what's going on with the Safik Kroivim? So says Taisra, that was a special Tekanis HaChamim, because if you're not making me Misabel, here you have a guy, he's your Safik brother. So you don't know whether he's your brother, and the other guy also doesn't know whether he's your brother. So you can have a guy who's going to end up, no one's going to be Misabel for him. So Taisra says, that's so sad, the guy's going to die, no one's going to be Misabel. It's like tied to the Sassi, I'm going to say, you be Misabel. He's going to say, you be Misabel, no one will be Misabel. So that's like a bizarre amaze. So therefore, the Chachamim instituted, this is the exception to the rule. This is the quirk. This is the Yotzei Min HaKlal. But the basic Klal, Taisa says, is that Safek Avelis is really the Kula even on day one. So this Machlaik is Taisa's and Ramban, how to learn Pshat in the Sugya of Tinok. Why is it that you're not Mistabel for Tinok? According to Taisa, that's because Safek Avelis is in effect the Kula even on day one. According to Ramban, it's a special word because Ein Libadova Love. This is ramifications way beyond the scenario of the Tinok per se. Just one last point in terms of Tinok, which is very relevant Halach Lamaisa. That's as follows. The Gemara Nida says that there's one exception to this rule. That sometimes when you are misabel for a little baby, even if he dies within 30 days, if it's kol chadashav, if you know that the baby was a full-term baby, why is it that we're choshesh that if a baby is born, maybe it's an eifel, mehechateis is an eifel, because maybe it's a premature baby. Well, we don't know. The Gemara says, let's say you know for a fact. How in the world are you going to know for a fact? So in the olden days, it wasn't so easy to know. So in the olden days, stomached a couple of tashmish, and the husband went out of town for the next 6 months. So we know for a fact that it was from that tashmish. So we know that it's a bentes, that's a full-term pregnancy. So that's called kol chadashav. So if it's kol chadashav, then there's nothing to be concerned with. That says Beferish and Shulchan Aruch that it's yadua shekol chadashav, that's not a problem. So what does yadua shekol chadashav mean? So most of the Rishonim assume we pass in Shulchan Aruch, that means 9 full months. Because the Gemara says that was considered to be normal pregnancy, a complete nine months. Anything short of 9 full months, that's not called kol chadashav, then you're tali b'safik. So the question is, does that really apply b'zman hazeh? That shear of 9 full complete months. So the Ramban, Evan Ezra says, not. That's why I put that Ramban, the Marmakomos, in Uchas Chalitza. Remember we said that the original din of Rav Shimon Gamliel was in Uchas Chalitza, that if a woman dies and she leaves a baby behind and the baby dies within 30 days of the baby's birth, so then there is a chi of Chalitza, l'chumra midirban, there's a din of Chalitza. So the Gemara says, but if it's kol chadashim, then there's no din of Chalitza. So the Ramban writes, bizman hazeh, we assume that kol chadashim means even into the 9th month. Any baby that's born already into the 9th month, that's called by definition kol chadashav, and therefore the Ramah is willing to be making, you don't even need chalitza. The Ramah says nishtanu atvayim in this one, that even on the days of the Gemara says you have to have 9 full months, because man is there, all the women give birth in the 9th month at some time. So that's considered to be halachili kol chadashav. So that's a pilei ploim now, halach lamais in uchos avelos. If in uchos even has in uchos chalitza, the Ramah was willing to be makil to let the woman get off without a chalitza because there was a 9-month baby, even though it was only the first week into the 9th month, that's called kol chadashav. So lechora in uchas avelos, let's say Rachman Litzlan, a baby is born, we know for a fact it's into the 9th month. The woman, let's say, it was a week early, so it wasn't 9 full months. And then the baby dies. So if a quirk, something happens, the baby dies within the 30 days. So in Shulchan Aruch, it would appear that there's no avelos for such a baby. That Shulchan Aruch says only if it's kol chadashav chalik velo yavor. But the Ramon Evan Ezra says black and white that bizman hazeh nishtanu atvoim, that even into the 9th month it should be, that's called kol chadash. That's not fully poem. Remember Rabbi Shechta said he never understood why that should be the din. He thought that the din, I don't know if he really held this way in halacha, but he thought that mamish, the din should be bizman hazeh, that if a baby is born anytime into the 9th month, that's considered to be kol chadashav, like the Ramon says in Evan Ezra, and there should be full fledged avail of such a baby. I think the Olam is not knowing that way. The Olam is knowing that not to. Sometimes with Zman Hazeh we have mamish kol chadashav. We know for a fact. So ultrasounds. You can track exactly when the baby was conceived. So I don't know. It's very hard. Zman Hazeh, somehow still we have that mindset that if the baby dies within the first 30 days, so nope, there's no avelos and finished. The question is that really true? So sometimes it's mamish kol chadashav. If that's really true, that it's kol chadashav. Right, but the question is, but the Gemara says beferish that if it's kol chadashav, it's not even a machlekes anymore. Then it's not even a shail anymore. So that's a question. So unless we hold that, unless you don't go check the ultrasounds, sounds, you assume that's still considered to be a little bit of a suffix, and not like Rabbi Shechter's arguing, even though it's a very big pella. If the Ramaz make in Hilchot Chalitza to let the woman lechatchila go ahead and get remarried without a chalitza, then turn around and say the same baby that you don't have to keep avelus for, sounds very, very strange. I don't know. I think that's what the Elam does. I think that's what the. Did you ever had any shail on this? Yeah. Yeah, I think the Olam is just assumed straight out as that she usually not called the Chadash of his mother.
In one case, generally they
Tubi Golzi, he was just Nifter. He was just Nifter a couple of weeks ago.
He was the shamish from Tubi Golzi. Tubi asked him that his child
they should sit Shiva. How old was the baby? How old was it? Before 30 days.
The baby
died within 30 days, though. But it was called Chadash, yeah. So then,
yeah. I don't know what investigative.
Yeah, was. Yeah. How many years ago was the Shaz? How long ago this was? Yeah. Okay. So they were doing it. Yeah. So now ultrasound. Now they map exactly. They could tell you mamish exactly when the baby was conceived. When the day, whatever. They could tell you. I don't know. So this is still somewhat open to a shaila. So again, the old minig was that is to assume that no, that it's not 30 days and finish. And the question is, you have to really throw out the question whether that really applies. Has to be also once again somewhat of a case by case basis. Okay. Stop.